Kiddushin Berak Dalad Mishnah Vav. Bas Cholol Zachar Psula Min HaKuhunel Olam. The daughter of a Cholol, that's a Zachar, is Pusul from Kuhuna for eternity. That means that every single male that has a child, a male that's a Cholol, if he has a son that's a Cholol, every one of those sons, if they ever have a daughter, that daughter is a Cholola and a Kohen can't marry her. And this continuously goes on. The Cholol has a son, he's a Cholol. He has another son, he's a Cholol. Any of these men have any women, all these women are Chololas, and they can't marry Kohen. Yisrael shenos a Cholola. However, if Yisrael marries a female Cholola, since it goes after the father, Bito Ksher El Kohuna, that cleans it up. And his daughter can now marry a Kohen. So in other words, if any of these girls that we just said that are always going to be Cholalim, if any of them go marry a regular Yisrael, then the offspring from them is kosher l'kuhuna. Chol shanosa bas Yisrael, bito psul l'kuhuna. Like we said, a chol marries a bas Yisrael, the daughter, is pasul l'kuhuna. And Taisenter brings the Gemara that this is agav, the case we just said before this, the other way around. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bas ger zachar kibas cholol zachar. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the daughter of a male ger is like the daughter of a cholol zachar, meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a kohen cannot marry the daughter of a ger. And that means that even if the ger has a son, ad sof kol doros, that son and that son, all those sons transfer over this element of gerus, and any daughter that they have can't marry a kohen. Until any of these daughters marry Yisrael, then you go after the father, and the child has no longer any shaychus to the gerus, and that child would be mutter to marry a kohen. This is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. But we're going to see in the coming Mishnayos that the other Tanoim disagree with this.